Okay, I can just hang on to it here and keep my fingers warm.
You know, in this cold weather, I hate to get them chilled.
Be on top.
Did you know, as long all of my life, I never had a doctor with me till I had this stroke.
Is that right?
Never had a doctor. I didn't know anything done there was in the hospital.
Huh. That's pretty good.
I was sitting talking just like me and you enjoying life, you know, just going on with our meanness and one night, and Miss Thurman was up here, a good old neighbor of ours, and so I'd asked my wife a question. I said, if she was going to marry again, would you marry me? You know, just that way. And she said, I'd have to study a while, I believe.
Shocked you so bad, you just fell right over it.
No, then Miss come along. And I was talking to just me and her, just going on meetings, you know.
Huh?
And Miss come up here one night, and good old woman, just sitting talking. I said, Miss, if you was going to marry again, would you marry old man? She said, yes, if I was young like I was then, I might. Yes, I would. And about that time, that hit me right between the eyes.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. About. And it seemed like it made a racket, I don't know.
Did you feel it?
Yeah, I feel it. It just knocked me plumb down, you know, and knocked this arm out of whack and this leg. Every bit of when I got up, I couldn't go no more.
Huh.
And I told the woman, I said, she grabbed me, Miss grabbed me, and I went over there into that chair and held on to that chair. And I said, no, I can't do this way. I've got to go moving these parts around and get them working. In about 30 minutes, I went out. I just kept kicking. I went to the bathroom and kicked my leg and worked my arm.
Uh-huh.
See, I couldn't move my arm. It just done got away from me.
Uh-huh.
It hit me on this side.
Uh-huh.
In about 30 minutes, they wanted to take me. She went over. Miss Oliver told my boy to take me to the doctor. He got here. I was all right. I said, I'll go tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
And I was just all right. The doctor said I did wrong that time. See, he said, you was bleeding. He said, you ought to lay down and be quiet.
Oh.
But if I had my arm, it never worked. My leg wouldn't either. I don't believe it would.
Think it would have clotted in there? And
Something happened. I just kept kicking around.
That tastes mighty good.
Thank you. That's all we do, sit around, eat, and drink ice water.
Boy, I understand why.
Boy, we got the one of the wonderfulest ice boxes you ever seen. You can just put these in there, and I don't know how fast you could put them in if you turn it up. You sure do make lots of ice, and then these little blocks comes out so dry, they won't even stick together, you know.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that a wonderful thing?
Boy, I'll study about that. Make me wonder how to do it.
You used to have ice on the streams down here in the early days?
Huh?
Did the streams freeze down here?
Yes. We lived up home, now it was. That's a wonderful thing we used to have. That's the only way we had to make it. Keeping our milk cool, you see. Children take the milk to the creek that morning to go to work.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it in and then you drink milk, you know, and take it back to school.
We had to drink it. We had a spring up there on the bank, you know, we run out of the bank, and we had a good box in there to keep our milk in, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Sure keep it cold. All the heat would get on it just from the spring to the house. We had cold milk, but we didn't have ice.
Like it is nowadays.
You know, when
we enjoyed it better, I believe.
When the war was over, the first ice box that comes out of it, I got it.
Mm.
You know, it was a Seville that time. Now we've got a fitted air.
Cervell, was that gas?
Cervell was gas.
Yes.
Did you like that?
No, it's slow. It's slow. It's cheap. It didn't cost much.
So
keep her things all cold in it, but it was slow.
Mm-hmm.
It'd take it a half a day to make two or three trays of ice, and this one would make one an hour.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe less.